Hello everyone, my name is Faye, and this is Be For Real. At times, many of us live in a bubble and decide to stay away from many life elements. But there comes a time in life when we all must face many elements of life and just be for real about them. If we cannot be for real with ourselves, why should anyone else trust us? Welcome to the new beginning.
Hello everyone, I'd like to start today with a quote from Dreams in a Time of War. He stated, "Belief in yourself is more important than endless worries of what others think of you." In today's day and age, it's apparent that many people have no self-value or acknowledge the value of those around them. At times, their expectations for themselves are so low that they feel that they need the validation of others to boost their morale or their innermost desires or thoughts to better suit their belief of who they are. And it's truly saddens me that there are so many people that I've seen firsthand that have continuously sought outside validations than understanding or accepting themselves for who they are. And a prime example is, say you're in a relationship and you decide to go to a friend's house. Then while you're at a friend's house, you meet a friend of that friend, and that friend gives you a compliment. And within that person's thought process, they're thinking, wow, my spouse didn't even give me a compliment. Like, say you got a haircut or your hair, a new hairstyle, and your spouse didn't acknowledge that because you two are in a tiff. And this person that you just met gave you a compliment that brightens up your day, thus creating a problematic situation because you're in a relationship. That person hasn't revealed to you yet, but that person could be in a relationship. So now you're both in a compromising situation over a compliment because you didn't have any self-value or self-worth to acknowledge that maybe if you would work it out with that spouse, or if you would accept the person that you are for yourself, a compliment is always lovely to receive. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. It's just when you seek that outside validation for who you are, because you didn't receive it from somebody else that you expected to receive it from, how many problematic situations will you place yourself in before you start to self-evaluate yourself and start to love yourself on a level that others around you that probably have shown you enough validation and enough love that you're just not willing or unable to see it because it's not the form of validation that you see. It comes a time where there's loss in communication with many individuals, and they seek others from an outside perspective to look into something that they have absolutely no idea about. But that one moment in time has created a ripple and so many lives because of a few words that should not have been taken more than what they were, was a nice gesture. So, moving into it more, Galatians 1:10 says, "For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ." God already accepts you for who you are. You don't need his validation because he sacrificed himself for you. So with that in mind, what more can a person say to you that Christ himself has not proven himself over and over with one act of being put on that cross, murdered, put inside, and then resurrected? Like, what more validation of self-worth do you need from other individuals to be or feel that you're enough, that you're sufficient enough for anyone and everyone, that you do not need to seek the outside validation to speak for who you are or raise your level of morale? Your morale should be based on you and your experience and who you are and who you have grown to be. But when you're seeking outside input into who you are from people that truly do not know you, what's the gain from that? Was it worth it? That was my side message for today. That was my be for real moment, because self-worth is very important. Self-validation is all we need. The Lord provides it all. Just keep in mind that there are some that play with words to get a better insight of who they want. But at times, it's not truly who they want, but what they can gain. And that's where it comes very... It becomes a very dangerous game that some people love to play by playing on one's emotions with just simple words. But once you know your self-worth, there's but so much a person can truly do that you would accept, because you know your worth, you know your self-value. With that being said, have a safe night. Be for real.